Just as Hawser thought that the culture would be content with that, the screen lit up once more. Every one of those flat cards and the hub of the exploded orbital blazed once with an icy, sparkling brilliance as though a million tiny white stars were shining through each shattered piece. The light faded, and those 400 expanses of flat worlds with their center hub were gone, replaced by a grid of diced shapes, each exploding away from the others as well as from the rest of the disintegrating orbital. Those pieces flashed too, bursting slowly with a billion pinpricks of light, which, when they faded, left debris almost too small to make out. Vavach was now a swollen and spiraled disk of flashing, glittering splinters, expanding very slowly against the distant stars like a ring of bright dust. The glinting, sparkling centre made it look like some huge, lidless and unblinking eye. The screen flashed one final time. No single points of light could be made out this time. It was as though the whole now vague but bloated image of the shattered circular world glowed with some internal heat, making a torus-shaped cloud out of it, a halo of white light with a fading iris at its centre. Then the show was over, and only the sun lit up the slowly blooming nimbus of the annihilated world. On other wavelengths, there would probably be a lot still to see, but the messroom screen was on normal light. Only the mines, only the starships would see the whole destruction perfectly. Only they would be able to appreciate it for all that it had to offer. Of the entire range of the electromagnetic spectrum, the unaided human eye could see little more than 1%, a single octave of radiation out of an immense long keyboard of tones. The sensors on a starship would see everything, right across that spectrum, in far greater detail and at a much slower apparent speed. The whole display that was the orbital's destruction was, for all its humanly perceivable grandeur, quite wasted on the animal eye. A spectacle for the machines, thought Hawser. That was all it was. A sideshow for the damn machines.
Chysel, Dorilo said.
Wubslin exhaled loudly and shook his head. Yalson turned and looked at Hawser. Avager stayed with his head turned to the screen.
Amazing what one can accomplish when one puts one's mind to it, eh, Hawser?
At first, stupidly, he thought that Yalson had said it. But of course, it was Balveda. She brought her head up slowly. Her deep, dark eyes were open. She looked groggy, and her body still sagged against the webbing of the seat straps. The voice had been clear and steady, though. Hawser saw Yalson reaching for the stun gun on the table. She reached out and brought the gun closer to her, but left it lying on the table. She was looking suspiciously at the culture agent. Avager and Dorilo and Wubslin were staring at her too. "Are the batteries on that stun gun running down?" Wubslin said. Yalson was still looking at Balveda, her eyes narrowed.
"You're a little confused, Gravant, or whoever you are," Yalson said. "That's Craiklin."
Balveda smiled at Hawser. He left his face blank. He didn't know what to do. He was exhausted, worn out. It was too much of an effort. Let what was going to happen happen. He'd had enough of deciding.
"Well," Balveda said to him, "are you going to tell them or shall I?"
He said nothing. He watched Balveda's face. The woman drew a deep breath and said,
"Oh, all right, I'll tell them."
She turned to Yalson.
"His name is Bora Hawser Gorbachev, and he's impersonating Craiklin. Hawser's a changer from Haybor, and he works for the Adirans, has done for the last 6 years. He's changed to become Craiklin. I imagine your real leader is dead. Hawser probably killed him, or at least left him somewhere in or around Evenauth." "I'm very sorry."
She looked around the others, including the small drone.
"But unless I'm much mistaken, we're all taking a little trip to a place called Shah's World. Well, you are, anyway. I have a feeling my own journey might be a little shorter, and infinitely longer."
Balveda smiled ironically at Hawser.
"Two?" the drone on the table said to nobody in particular. "I'm stuck in a leaky museum piece with two paranoid lunatics."
"You're not," Yalson was saying, ignoring the machine and gazing at Hawser.
"You're not, are you? She's lying." Wubslin turned and looked at him. Avager and Doralo exchanged glances. Horza sighed and took his feet off the table, sitting a little straighter in his seat. He leaned forward and put his elbows on the table, his chin in his hands. He was watching, feeling, trying to gauge the mood of the various people in the room. He was aware of their distances, the tension in their bodies, and how much time he would need to get to the plasma pistol on his right hip. He raised his head and looked at all of them, settling his gaze on Yalsin.